Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm curious about this because, Joe, I feel really good right now, okay? I had a nice rafting trip in Idaho. I just went to Vegas with my wife.
You're living a good white dude life right now.
I'm actually going to Hawaii next Wednesday.
I'm
living the vibe right now.
Yeah, you're foreshadowing with the shirt.
I'm living the vibe right now.
You need a plus one?
Life is pretty good.
What island? Maui, right?
Oahu.
Oh. As some locals say, the crappy island.
I agree. However, it's free room and board.
Oh, I'll take that any day. I don't care what island you put me on.
I'm outside of Honolulu on Oahu.
Put me on the bombed out one. I forget which one that is.
I'd take free room and board in Damascus, Oregon. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Shout out Damascus. If you're listening, honk your horn.
What's the bombed out island in Hawaii?
Maui.
No.
Well, Maui had the fires.
You
talking about Pearl Harbor? Never forget.
No, I'm going to butcher this. It's Kaho'olawea. It's a island, one of the Hawaiian islands where they literally just used as a bombing island, like to just test.
Just test stuff?
Test bombs.
Dang, that's rough.
And you can see it when you're on Maui, like out in the distance. And I remember my aunt telling me, she's like, oh yeah, there's Kaho'olawea. I'm like, oh, that's that. What, does anybody live there? She's like, oh no, they were bombing that thing in the 50s and 60s. There's no one living there.
They killed everybody years ago.
Like, there's like no vegetation on it. Like you even see from afar, you're like, there's no trees or anything out there, is there?
That's not Jurassic. They didn't shoot Jurassic Park out there.
No, I don't think anybody wants to.
They did not.
Yeah, during World War II, it was used as a training ground and bombing range for the armed forces of the United States.
Well, it didn't really work in Pearl Harbor.
No. I think they did it a couple of years after that. They're a few years late on that.
Sorry, my history is a little fuzzy.
No, I don't know if this is psychiatric.
But I'm telling you, Joe, I'm in a good spot right now.
I know, but I feel like this might be a good time to have this conversation then. Maybe not as much psychiatric, more psychologist. We need to talk to you because we talked about this last week. Because the Oregon State Beavers.
You got to be in to do it.
They're in it and they're doing it.
They are.
They're playing some good baseball.
The most prolific program at Omaha right now, are they not?
I mean, three national championships.
Who's got more than them?
Within the last 20 years. I mean,
in the final eight, who's got more than them?
I don't know if there is anybody.
I don't know. LSU
has won one.
Yeah.
That's one. I'm not here for one. I'm here for multiple.
Quite honestly.
You can't put it on the ball.
They might have, LSU might have more than one. I just don't know.
No, I think I saw somebody in the SEC has like 23. Is it Arkansas? No, Arkansas has none.
I would think it'd be like either Vandy or Tennessee.
Vandy's got a couple. I saw Dansby Swanson hit a home run today, speaking of Vanderbilt.
Patrick, yeah. We want to figure out, because last week.
We want to figure it out.
We were talking about this last week, and I know that you don't like college baseball, but I feel like the excuse.
Oh, I have no problem with college baseball. I just don't watch it.
No. That is such a cop out. Over the years, you have said college baseball is not real baseball.
It's not.
College baseball.
It's not.
And I feel like it's always been because of the quote-unquote metal bats.
Quote-unquote, are they not metal?
They are metal.
Okay, so what's the quote-unquote?
That's it? Like that
I'm asking you. You said quote unquote metal bats. Well, yes, and I said, okay. Are they metal bats? You said yes. So I'm curious what your quote unquote means.
Well, that is what I'm quoting, is you saying that the metal bats is the reason that you do not
so
like college baseball.
You want to know why I don't like college baseball.
I feel like that is, there's got to be more to it than now, just, I don't like metal bats. Now, come on.
Now, I will say this. I will watch any sport at a high level. Any sport at a high level of competition, high level of athleticism, you know, like tonight on this TV here, I've got Dodgers Padres. That is high level June baseball. I will watch the NBA Finals. I will watch the Champions League. I will watch the Nations League in soccer. I will watch the Super Bowl, all the playoffs, the play-in games for the NBA. I'll watch anything. High level sports with something on the line is amazing, at all times amazing. What I will counter you with this, since you want to dive in to
the brain of Patrick
Harris. The brain of Patrick Harris, which is a dangerous, dangerous place. Go ask preschool. She will tell you, it's a dangerous, dangerous place to be.
I am 1080 the fan.
Thank you very much. I am. When you are in college, you know, I'm going to talk to you, Jordan Schultze, my man. All right.
Yeah, I'll turn my mic off.
Have Joe turn his mic off. We don't care about him. We're going to talk to Jordan Schultze, okay? The producer of this show, big time sports fan, working his way up, doing his thing. Jordan, when you are in college, not you, but when someone is in college,
okay. The
point of college is to become prepared for what's next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expose yourself to new ideas.
So you get a degree in sports broadcasting because you want to be a broadcaster. You get a degree in architecture because you want to design bridges and buildings, etc., right? Do they not give you the tools to help you learn how to succeed at the next level?
That's literally what it's for. Right?
That's literally what
it's paying for. And the party.
Quote Jordan Schultze, that's literally what it's for. Now, if you are really good at baseball and you go to college, you're using that to try to get better to play in the bigs, right?
I see now, where you're going with this.
Now, what if in the bigs you can only write in cursive, but in college they make you write however you want? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I should probably be working on cursive if I want to be in the bigs, right?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, brother.
See, he knows where I'm going.
I know where you're going with this.
So if I'm trying to be better at baseball, I should probably use the tools that make me good at baseball.
I mean,
so you're going to give me a bat that helps me cheat?
No.
To be good at baseball?
You're going to give them a bat to make the product actually watchable, because otherwise, that's literally the amount of runs scored.
That's a problem with college baseball.
You're not wrong.
That's the reason why I don't watch it.
And I'm on your side of this. I'm actually not on Joe's side of this argument. I hate watching a full college baseball game, because even with a time clock, they still have over 3.5 hour games on the regular.
It doesn't make sense. I don't care. Look, in college football, 1 foot in instead of two, I get it. You're learning. Basketball, closer 3-point line, you're learning.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I get it. But the ball's not changed. What if Johnny Manziel wins the Heisman Trophy by throwing a Nerf football?
Is the rules not changed,
that
though?
Nerf football will fly 100 yards if you throw it right.
Okay, to go back on what you're saying, getting 1 foot in bounds is not preparing you for NFL football.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having a shorter three-point line is not preparing you for the NBA.
Right, but the basketball or the football is not different.
No, I don't think there's much of a difference between the equipment and the and what you're playing on.
Joe, I'm not being extreme here.
I think you are being extreme.
The difference between a bat that's metal and a bat that's wood are extremely different. That's your main purpose.
Can you put your bat on the ball?
Did the guy catch the ball? The guy caught the ball. Okay? It's not like they let him...
With one foot or two feet.
It's not like they kind of let him drop the ball.
Well,
I can't believe that I'm losing this argument. I can't believe that every person I talk to, I lose this argument. Look, your fundamental thing you do, the object you hold in your hand is not the same. The basketball is the same.
It's the game,
football
though.
Is the same. The puck is the same. The soccer ball is the same.
It's the game, though.
No, it's the game of baseball.
No, I don't see how you can watch college baseball and just be like, this is not baseball. This is not the game I know.
It's baseball. It's still 90 feet. The pitchers are great. If I watch college baseball, I'm watching pitchers. I'm not watching batters.
I will say,
watching batters, your fly ball to left field, which would be out 99% of the time in Major League Baseball, is a home run because you get a little oomph.
I will say. This could be either argument for or against college baseball.
You're about to sell yourself out.
Well, I was going to say it's either for or against is that if you have a game going into the fifth or sixth inning, and it's a 9-3 game, and you're like, oh gosh, I know we're up 6 runs with the starting pitcher. He's put a couple guys on. That bullpen goes in, all bets are off. This could be a 14-9 game before we can blink.
Well, right, because it's collegiate and you don't have the same amount of athletes. Let me ask you this.
Is there anything
why did Bryce Harper not play in college?
Well, because Bryce Harper was a one-in-a-generational player that didn't need to play in college.
Because college was beneath him.
Because
it wasn't going
to
prepare him to be in the major leagues.
He actually technically played in college at high school age. Wasn't he at a community college taking at bats for a team at the age of 16 or 17?
He might be right.
It was like Las Vegas CC.
But the point that I'm trying to say is, it's like, I'm going to skip college. This isn't going to make me better. This is going to make me worse.
NBA players used to do that until they instituted that stupid rule.
Oh, and Bryce Harper, to your point, Patrick, he did go to that college and he used a wooden bat. He literally came in and said, no, I know I'm going to the next level, and I've got to make sure that I'm at the top of my game for that. So why not use what they're going to use at the next level?
Manzardo more famous for? Playing at Wazoo? Playing at the Pickles?
I'm playing for the Pickles,
yeah,
baby.
What do they use at the Pickles, baby?
Well, that's a wood bat league.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Okay, to check in on my psyche, where is my psyche wrong on this?
I think that you are literally choosing one aspect of the college baseball experience to...
One aspect?
One aspect.
The thing they hold in their hands.
Yeah,
They need to be successful is a cheater.
I would say the thing...
What about golf? The cheater putt? They don't do that anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Well, no, because you have to have it... You can't have it against your body anymore. Because they were like, that ain't putting.
No,
they were like, that ain't putting.
I literally just watched the tournament this week. Byung Hung Han, he uses it.
When was the last time Adam Scott...
I think you have to have a hand.
When was the last time Adam Scott did anything?
Adam Scott is
literally...
He had
a cheater putt.
No, he's been literally one of the longest tenured golfers on the PGA.
Well, awesome. When was the last time he won a major?
Well, golf...
When he had a cheater putt.
I will also say that golf is the sport where winning does not dictate how successful you are.
I don't know. Do you think there's something wrong with my psyche?
I do, because it's baseball, baby.
I don't think it's baseball.
It is baseball, baby.
I mean, it is baseball.
Come on.
But it's baseball in the sense that, like, me and my kid throw a Nerf football, and that's football.
No, that's not the same.
Even if I set up, 100 yards, and I got a line right there, and he's got a defensive line.
No.
But I throw a Nerf football to him.
No.
And he's like, well, yeah, I got it.
It's not the same.
The bat is such a focal point of the game. Why is it not the same as the level you are trying to reach?
Because I would say that the pitcher is a very important part of the game. The baseball is the same.
I actually think it's Easton and Rawlings in a mafia.
And DeMarini.
To make sure that college baseball doesn't get rid of metal bats, because then they'd be out of business.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. Dude, go to any Dick's Sporting Goods.
If Easton doesn't, if there are no bats, metal bats in baseball, Easton loses $1 billion in revenue.
That's not.
The youth, who's buying them? The youth, not colleges.
The youth sports equipment movement now, dude. When you and I played back in the day, there was colleges. None of this available. No, but the amount of money spent for seven-year-olds on equipment now is insane. Look, it's pretty unbelievable.
I'm trying to set my kids up for success, not for failure.
I'm pulling up.
You want to play baseball? I'm putting a wood bat in your hand.
Yeah, we'll see how
that's how you play baseball.
We'll see how that works out.
Go ask Joe DiMaggio what he thinks about this.
I'm pulling up the Easton Sports balance sheet.
I'll bet you Randy Johnson, if he sat in here right now and I said, hey, is swinging a metal bat going to make you a better baseball player? He'd be like, no. Also, my 97-mile-an-hour slider ain't going to help either.
He pitches, though.
But he's still going to tell you. A pitcher is still going to tell you that ain't going to help you.
I'm going to pull up the Easton Bell Sports Incorporated financial statements.
I can't believe I'm on an island in this.
I mean, I'm with you. I am.
There's just part, when I'm watching these games, I'm just like, I'm watching baseball. I'm not watching.
Not me. It's so tough.
I mean, they're even in one of
the. Dude, somebody hits a home run and then a bunch of people like gather around home plate to high five them. What is this, softball?
No, even in one of the Beavers' wins.
What are we doing here, guys?
The Sunday win was full of errors, and there were points where there were in the same inning.
But that's fine. Errors are fine. No, it's not. Bad pitching is fine. That's college.
That's baseball.
You're learning to be better.
Errors don't happen in baseball.
You are learning to be better. Can't be better if you're using a bat that you can't use in the next level.
No. I feel that you are...
My psyche is fine. I think you're rattled, Joe.
No, I'm not. I feel like you are just fixated on one part of the game of college baseball.
One part of the game is the bat that you hold?
That is one part.
That is the game!
They're still base running. They're still fielding. They're still pitching. They're still catching.
But the ball goes further because you're using this cheater bat.
They're still managing.
I'm out. This show's over. I'm done.
Cue the close music.
Close music. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I don't know. I just feel like you in 2025, you need to have an open mind.
We got to get out of here. We come back. Ouch.
I feel like we solved nothing.
We solved absolutely nothing except for I hate Joe Fisher.
I'm going to break you.
When we come back, somebody else is broken. That's Joe Fisher. I love you, Joe.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.